Hello, and welcome to Untold, the story of the Jamaican community in Calgary, Canada, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University as part of a community podcast initiative. This series explores the stories of Jamaicans across Alberta to learn more about their culture and heritage.
We'll talk to people about what it was like to leave Jamaica and come to Canada, how they've adjusted to life here in Calgary, and the successes and challenges that they've experienced. We will also explore how these individuals have shared their culture and experiences with Canadians through food, poetry, spirituality, education, and career. Many of these stories have been overlooked and left untold.
I'm Max Clark.
And I'm Xander Holcomb.
And in today's episode, we'll talk to Sandra Bruno. She moved to Canada from Jamaica with her daughter when she was 37. We'll hear about her motives behind the move to Canada, her time living in cities from coast to coast, and her favourite kind of music. She'll also tell us about some of her struggles since moving, like finding the right ingredients for her Jamaican cuisine. Can you tell me a little bit about why and how your family came to Canada?
I did work for the Canadian Embassy, and as a single parent, and I had a 17-year-old, so I decided that it would be a better opportunities for her. So that's why we came. And I did sponsor myself and her. She was 17. I don't think she was that happy, but it all worked out.
And can you tell me a bit about how you ended up here in Calgary?
Friends here. And also I had friends in the embassy that encouraged me to come to Canada instead of Toronto. So yeah, that's why.
And you mentioned the embassy. Can you tell me a bit about the application process and what that was like?
There's a list at the embassy that have job opportunities on them. They are not privy to the public. You just apply. But being an employee, I knew what was on the list. So there were, things like secretaries and mechanics and seamstresses and doctors with special specialties and teachers also. And I applied and voila.
Would I be right in saying you spent some time working as a seamstress?
I got a job as soon as I got here. I did the seamstress job on the side. So it was just a second job. I worked in retail. And so I would sew in the evenings for weddings. I also worked at a store that I could do alterations. And that gave me extra money. And so I was able to look after myself and my teenage daughter. And I still sew.
And can you tell me a little bit about some of the contrasts in culture between Calgary and Jamaica?
First winter was I was ready to go home. But I have friends that encouraged me and I stayed. It was slow, but it got better. It got better with job and meeting people. And there is, people are always very accommodating when you invite them home to introduce them to your meals that you would make at home. Might be hard to get ingredients, but I've always used my Jamaican dishes from home to introduce to Canadian friends and the music. And everybody wants to, listen to the music. And just kind of, I went home a lot. I went home every year. So I felt like it was okay to go, come back and keep going. My daughter enjoyed it. And yeah, so we shared we lived not necessarily with a lot of other Jamaicans. I find now most of the neighborhoods, this neighborhood in particular, you can find a gamut of different cultures in this one neighborhood. Like when you see them picking their children up from school, it's fabulous. It's still not enough. Also, food. When you go to Toronto, you can get everything. Here, we're still struggling with that. Maybe because Toronto is the hub and everything comes into Toronto. So you find that our dishes are easily made. Yeah, so that's still a struggle here.
And you mentioned struggling the first few winters here in Canada, and you mentioned these supportive friends and colleagues. Can you tell me a little bit about the community when you first arrived here?
I kind of kept to myself when I just came because I wasn't sure. I just made sure I found all the... I went to Service Canada to make sure I knew what, you know, do my taxes, do all the things I need to do as a new immigrant. I always wait for events like Carnival, like when they have the carnivals here, that I attend so I can see the culture. And there would always be events for associations, different island associations. I attended those. So that would give me, whether it's Barbados, whether it's St. Lucia, it doesn't matter. You have similar foods, so you felt more at home when you went to those things.
That sounds really amazing, quite positive. Is there a particular contrast? Is it different now than it was then with the Jamaican community here in Calgary?
Lots more going on. Right now I'm a part of the St. Lucia Association, not really the Jamaican, but you're still volunteering, you're still supporting. So to me, that is still given, because they're really similar. My husband is St. Lucia. There's more places to find our foods when we have dinners. Even Costco has stuff, and like some of the supermarkets cater to our culture. And we've found products from Jamaica in supermarkets in areas like this. So that makes us feel like we can get coconut water that we like. And it says Grace, which is a brand from Jamaica. We have a few restaurants, and you can actually find patties, Jamaican patties. So we have more, but we still need more. And like other things like hair products for our kids, that has gotten better. Before you couldn't find anything, you'd have to go to Toronto or ask somebody to send it in from Jamaica. But now you can, there are shops that you can find it. Not the regular shops, but run by either Africans or West Indians.
And you spent some time in Nova Scotia, which has a much smaller multicultural presence than Toronto or Calgary. Can you tell me a bit about what that was like?
There was a lot more, the Black people there they were actually born there. So they would have descended, like they're from the Caribbean. At some point, their ancestors is from the Caribbean, but they're actually Canadians, like born. So they see things a little different. They weren't used to some of the dishes that we liked or the culture, but as everybody knows, everybody likes reggae. But they just had their own culture, a little bit from their islands, from their ancestor, but not as much as we do, but still friendly. We enjoyed our time there. And saltfish, which is one of our parts of our dish, was readily available there because they fish. So that for us was really good.
And you quite frequently visit Jamaica. Yeah. You've gone back many a time. Can you tell me why that's important to you?
Family. We actually just went this year to a family reunion. You always want to go back. Being a senior citizen now, family is getting older, and you know, you lose your mom and dads are gone, but there's aunts and uncles, and you want to touch base to once in a while see everybody. I don't go back as often as I used to because my mom is no longer with us. But every 2 years or so, yeah, we do a family reunion and get reacquainted with some of those cultures and foods that you miss, that you get readily when you go home. And sunshine.
Very cold winters here. And you mentioned, missing the food in Jamaica. Is there any other aspects of life in Jamaica you really miss here in Calgary?
Maybe entertainment. You know how there's artists, but they kind of go to Edmonton and they bypass and go to Toronto, but they don't come here. Like if you had to see them, you would have to then book and catch them somewhere else. Calgary is just doesn't seem to accommodate that kind of stuff. Even when they're not from our culture, they still bypass Calgary. I'm not sure whether it's the event place that they're it's not available, but no, that I miss.
And you mentioned when you first arrived it being quite difficult, quite a culture shock, especially the winters. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a bit about your first couple of years here and how you've grown accustomed to life in Canada?
Met very nice, very wonderful Canadian friends, and I do have relatives here, but the friends that I made friends with Canadians, so I try and integrate with them to see how, you know, the Canadian lifestyle is like. And you don't adopt the entire thing, but you take parts of it to make it your own. I'm an avid gardener, and so I find a friend that gardens. I now do a sewing. I'm part of a sewing circle with some grandparents, and we make quilts for senior citizens in homes. And that is something that I'm really proud of. We give her time. And that's the kind of thing you have to volunteer. Yesterday we volunteered for the St. Lucia Association. If there's something we can give, like food, the food bank or something like that. I've never had to use it, but I know people need to. When we had COVID, a bunch of ladies and I made masks for clinics. So yeah, that kind of thing. You have to help out and see what other people are doing. And I always go to those, when we have Princess Island would have like the food truck day, where all the different islands present the best of their island. Those are the things that I really like to go to. And I take our kids, our grandkids, because they are Canadian, and you have to introduce them to our culture.
So you mentioned a bit about integration and becoming part of a wider community. How do you find maintaining the balance between becoming part of a new culture and still respecting and taking part in your traditional culture?
I find my neighbor on this side is Muslim. I have a East Asian on the other side. We come together, we respect what we, you know, you ask the question, if we had you over, what would be the meal? And you respect people like that and you get to know them. The same with me. If we were going to give them meals, we go and we find halal. And, you know, you gotta respect people. If you want it back, you have to give it. We have lived here for a while and have had no problem. And my neighbor will watch my house when I go away. They invite you to stuff when they have special events. They drop off gifts from their Eid. So basically, it's the respect, and you want to introduce them to how the foods you have. The respect is really big. You cannot just assume people don't like you, but you have to always be kind and take the first step. If you move into somewhere, if the Canadian culture is, you cut your lawn, you do, like, whatever it is, do that. It's not, people might think, oh, you're trying to fit in, but no, this is how everybody lives. And the difference would be what I eat, how I dress, and all that, but you can still have similarities with your neighbor.
You mentioned these pillars of respect and mutual kindness being a real foundation of being in a fulfilling community here. Maybe, especially when you first arrived, is there any challenges you found with integrating into Canadian culture?
Maybe sometimes they're a little hesitant, but it is up to you to put them at ease. Because, you know, they've never gone to school with another black person or have them in it, and you have arrived. You have to then put people at ease and start slowly. Don't just like be in their face with, oh, this is me. but be quiet and integrate slowly. And I found that it works. You're always polite. You're polite to the lady in the store that she doesn't get anything from you to say thanks and please. That's how we've actually lived while we were here. And I think it has worked out. So I don't have any big racial event to tell you about. I just haven't. I'm just one of those people that didn't have one. I come out, you smile, you are pleasant, and people, they bring down their anxiety a bit if you're approachable. That worked for me. That might not sound like something everybody will be saying, mm-hmm. but for me, that was it.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you feel like attitudes towards Black people, is it all different when you went to Nova Scotia compared to here? Or do you feel like its attitudes have changed over your time here?
Newfoundland and Nova Scotia, they are more approachable. They are more likely to come up to talk to you. Mm-hmm. They don't, whereas maybe in Calgary, they kind of ease back and wait for you to make the first move. When you're in Atlantic Canada, they approach you. They say hi. If you look lost, they ask you, can I help you? Can I show you where you want to go? So yeah, I find that that's a big difference. It's gotten better. Maybe the neighborhoods are more integrated than when I came. There's still more work to do. I think people have preconceived ideas of who we are. But you have to remember you have your race on your shoulder and you need to be positive and kind so that the next person that comes along, they won't be suspicious of them. That's how we have actually lived.
So immigration in Canada at the moment is an issue of quite big contention. There's new legislation about lessening the amount of immigrants let into Canada. What advice would you give someone who was brand new to Canada, had just immigrated, and was starting a new life here?
I know there is going to always be that person that think you shouldn't be here. But guess what? You're all immigrants. So don't listen, shut these people out because you came, as long as you came legally and you're here having a job, you're going to work, you're going to pay your bills, you're going to pay your tax. They're all immigrants. They all came at some point. Where do they get off wanting to close the door? I'm here now so you can't come in? No. Don't listen to them. Just keep your focus and do the things that you find your job, find the social outlets, find schools for your kids. Don't listen to them because they're all immigrants. I would like one of them to come and have a conversation with me. That's where my back gets up. Don't tell me I don't belong here because you're an immigrant too. You might have come a long time ago, but you're still an immigrant.
So you've mentioned traditional Jamaican cooking, styles of dress. If I was completely alien, knew nothing about Jamaican culture, what dishes or cultural practices would you introduce to me to give me a snapshot into Jamaican culture?
I probably wouldn't start you off with curry goat. I would probably start you off with curry chicken. Just kind of ease you in. We like a lot of seafood. So it's Alberta, it's beef country, but Costco is very good some of their seafood, and I would introduce you to seafood the way we make it, the escovitch fish, you know, maybe temper down the pepper. Because I have friends that are just can't handle it, but you do it, you accommodate them and you ease them into it. And then if something like curd goat, they're not like squeamish, then you introduce that. My husband makes a fabulous curry goat. Mm. So, and I get that from Costco. But there again, not the Costco in this neighborhood, but the Northeast Costco. So we are able to get that. And then you chicken and shrimp, and those are the things I would introduce to. And of course, when summer comes, I garden and I do my own herbs. So we do a lot of spices, not necessarily hot, but just spice, like nice spices. So yeah, so our cooking, it has more taste.
And when you first arrived, there's a lot of very new things, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Is there anything like inherently Canadian which you are really drawn to, which you've adopted into your lifestyle?
We do Thanksgiving. We also, something, Halloween was it's not her thing. But we have grandchildren, so that is, we have candy and, you know, you decorate and all that. I think just every day, like, it's not that different apart from the weather. You just, the foods you eat, we like to dance. If we have something, like I go to the New Year's Eve Jamaica Association party, and we find all the other islands and we attend those things. And I like country music. I know, bit of a shock. But I do. I'm not always listening to reggae, put it that way. Nothing, barbecuing, that's just so beautiful to barbecue. And I think we barbecue here more than we do at home. I am used to, our beef is not as good. So the beef here is like, so yeah, those kinds of things I do enjoy doing. Wish the growing season was a bit longer, but, and I think I have never gotten done skiing. Fingers don't, I have Raynaud's, so I can't. But no, you dress well. But yeah, those are, it's, we do a lot with food. Like we really do. Like people come over, you make rum punch, you cook all those nice meals. And when summer comes, it's out on the deck and yeah, our friends enjoy it. So yeah, I like country music.
Very brave to admitting you like country music on record.
I know, but I do.
So Canada is a country uniquely, you know, it's really built on immigration and multiculturalism.
Yeah, this is why it gets me very upset when people have the audacity to say, we don't belong. Yeah, you do.
Absolutely. And within the States and Canada, a lot of Europe, the West at large, unfortunately, there's been a real rise in anti-immigrant rhetoric.
Yes.
Why do you think immigration is important, and why do you think immigration should be protected?
You got a big country here that's underpopulated. Mm-hmm. You need some people. Come on, you need people. And why can't we just live together? I'm not here to tell you which church you should go to, or as long as you don't tell me, you do your thing and I do mine, but we can live together. It's immigrants. Who do you see working in the supermarkets? Who do you see working on the houses? So, okay, so we're going to take all that away. What you got? This country needs immigrants. It is, that was what I was told when I worked at the embassy. It's underpopulated and you need bodies. Some of the provinces, the seniors are like, they have so much seniors. You need some fresh blood. Where are you planning to get them? You need to bring other people in. I'm all for them being vetted and you don't come and break the law. There's so much space in this country and you're telling me, no, you can't come in. And as history has told us, you've all come to our country, made a mess. So now, hey, we're here and we're staying. And I have all the rights to stay. I'm retired, my husband, and I'm not going anywhere. So it needs to be protected. People need, they need to be the proper entrance into Canada. I'm not saying to just bring in everybody, but people want to come, they qualify, why not? You know, you don't get to lock the gate. Sorry.
That was Sandra Bruno, who moved to Canada and has spent time across the country. Thanks for listening to Untold, the story of the Jamaican community in Canada. a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University in Calgary as part of a community podcast initiative. I'm Max Clark.
And I'm Xander Holcomb. This series was produced on the lands of the Niitsitapi, Blackfoot, Yefka, Nakota, Satina, and Métis peoples. We recognize the stewards of these lands and the knowledge they bring to our understanding of authentic storytelling.
Special thanks to Dr. Marva Ferguson and the Jamaican Community Association of Alberta, who have been so supportive in helping us put this series together. Be sure to subscribe to the show to hear the latest episodes and to discover new podcasts from the Community Podcast Initiative on our website, thepodcaststudio.ca.